Wednesday, November 13th. The only thing everyone is talking about these days is that stupid talent show. And it's really starting to get on my nerves. People are practicing before school, after school, and even during lunch. I'll be so happy when all this is over. I've been waiting for Mackenzie to ask Chloe and Zoe to join her dance squad, so I wasn't surprised when she approached them about it after gym class today. However, I was shocked when Chloe and Zoe turned her down. They actually told her they didn't want to be in the talent show unless I was in it too. I couldn't believe my BFFs had basically told Mackenzie to take her little dance group and flush it. Mackenzie just stared at them with her mouth hanging open because she suddenly realized her plan to keep me out of the talent show had backfired. She must have seen the smirk on my face because she gave me this really dirty look and I was like, "What?" and batted my eyes all innocent-like. I could not believe the disgusting, low-down, dirty thing Mackenzie did next. "Okay, Chloe and Zoe, I'll be honest with you. Jason and Ryan have been begging me to ask you to join. They're dying to be your dance partners. I promised I wouldn't tell, but those guys have really big crushes on you, too," she gushed and then winked. There was no doubt in my mind that Mackenzie was lying like a rug. She was only pretending to be Miss Matchmaker to trick Chloe and Zoe into joining. But they believed every word she said and totally lost it. They started jumping up and down and squealing. I didn't have the heart to tell them Mackenzie was a pathological liar, and Jason and Ryan were probably in on her little scheme. I shot Mackenzie a dirty look, and this time she batted her eyes at me all innocent-like and said, "What?" Ugh, I was so mad I could spit. I wanted to slap that girl into tomorrow for playing with my friend's emotions like that. Those two guys had taken cheerleaders to the Halloween dance 2 weeks ago and practically broken Chloe and Zoe's hearts. And now they were all going to be dance partners? I couldn't believe Mackenzie was such a little manipulative, beady-eyed snake. What really worried me, though, was the fact that neither Chloe nor Zoe had fully recovered from their totally debilitating case of crush-itis. Mackenzie was recklessly exposing Chloe and Zoe to yet another dangerous case of crush-itis merely for selfish gain. That girl is heartless. So now they start dance practice tomorrow. I probably won't be seeing much of my BFFs over the next 2 weeks because they'll be hanging out with Mackenzie and the CCPs. But it's not like I'm jealous or anything. I mean, how juvenile would that be?